my life looking for a place. A place that takes me to a higher ground. A place to call my own, but share it amongst millions of friends around the world. And now, I've found that place.
It's uplifting.
It's transparent.
Take me to trans heaven, right here, right now.
Are you guys ready for a state of trance? Put your hands in the air.
Providing you with the latest and best every week. Here is your DJ, Armin van Buuren.
So Dash Berlin recently released an album called We Are. And Hardwell will answer United We Are. And Above and Beyond will answer pretty soon We Are All We Need. And that's also the title track of their upcoming album. What an amazing song featuring Zoe Johnston. A very warm welcome, I'm Armin van Buuren. You're tuned in to a fresh episode of A State of Trance, the hashtag ASOT686. And first of all, a big thank you to everybody out there for voting for the DJ Magazine Top 100 2014. Last Saturday, the official results were announced, and I'm very happy to say I ended up with the Best Trance DJ Award, and the overall list, I'm at number 3. So that means 12 years in the top 3 of the world. Now, hate or love the list, I can only say I'm blessed with such amazing fans. Thank you. And I hope I can return the favor a bit with a jam-packed episode this week. Coming up, an album special about Unified, this new Super 8 and Tap album. Also music from Pure Trance Volume 3 by Solar Stone and Global Monster, the new album by Heatbeat. Also, an amazing new Arise and Flame, Marcus Schultz, and some serious psytrance by Snyder and Simon Patterson coming up. And also this week, the voting will start for the tune of the year. I will tell you more about that in just a little bit. Within 5 minutes, the new Tunisia with Susanna. But first, Zubi Uzume.
Yeah.
You're tuned in to A State of Trance. Follow the live track listing at ASOT on Twitter. You just heard the new Dash Berlin single with Blau and Bright Lights called Somehow. It'll be released on the label of W&W Main Stage Recordings. Time for our first special of this episode. It's quite a busy week with quality releases. Out this week is Unified, the new album by Super 8 and Tabon and Juno Beats. This week you had a chance to ask some questions. The first question came from Gautam Anil. He wondered which software Super 8 and Tab use to make their music.
We are mainly using Logic. We just changed to Logic 10 from Logic 9. Occasionally we use also Ableton Live, but that's basically what we're using. For mastering, we don't do that much mastering ourselves. We are using the mastering studios, but of course we do some sort of mastering, so we know that how it's going to be here when the professionals are working with them. But Isotope Ozone is excellent tool for this, and especially the new one, Ozone 6, it's amazing.
The next one is by Moody Abramovich. How do you approach your sets? Is there a difference between the club sets and the festival sets?
Well, usually in the festivals you only have like 60 minute set time, whereas when you play in the club you have like 2 hours or 3 hours. So in festivals you need to squeeze all your favorite tracks to that 60 minutes, whereas in a club you can make a nice journey and play more tracks, which is nice.
And last but not least, Ian Anderson, do you write the lyrics to the tracks or is the vocalist?
You know, we think lyrics are really important part of our music, but because we are not native English spoken people, so we let the vocalist usually do the job.
Thank you for the interview, Super 8 and Tab. Make sure to stay tuned to find out how you can win a nice trance package, including this new album by Super 8 and Tab, Unified. Taken from that album right here on A State of Trance, this beauty, Clairvoyant. Stenmeyer with Ronski Speed and Cave Canal, Fortress. What do you think of this track? Let me know. The hashtag ASOT686. Time for the next feature on the show this week. It's all about Global Monster, the new album by Heatbeat. And I asked you to submit questions for the guys. Let me start with a question by Gerald Chen asking Heatbeat if they think you really need musical education to produce.
Yes and no. Yes, because it's really important that you have some music background, some concepts, you know. It's going to be much easier for you. No, because I know a lot of producers, they didn't mean in any school of producing. They still made really good tracks. We suggest you to have some music background. It's going to be much easier to you for producing.
And here's a track from Global Monster, The Beast.
question is by Jan Büchner. Who is currently your favorite newcomer in the scene?
There are like four artists, more or less, that really got our attention right now. Andrew Ryle, also Chris Reiser, Thomas Heredia, and David Gravel. Those, the last three guys, they are awesome. They are really young. Their sound is really fresh, and we always put their tracks behind.
A nice question by Arnold Temelko. What is your favorite scary movie?
I think the new RoboCop one is really scary because it's so bad that I was watching it in the plane, and to be honest, I wanted the plane to crash because it was so bad and it was so boring.
You just heard an interview with Heatbeat about their new album Global Monster. If you want to hear the full interviews with Heatbeat and Subraid and Tab, simply head over to soundcloud.com/estateoftrance. Maybe you will hear your question answered. Make sure to check out Global Monster, the new album by Heatbeat. This track is on there as well, featuring Bjorn Akerson, Farron.
saves my night.
Yang, Nine Dragons on A State of Trance. Stay tuned. I can't wait to play you this new Arise and Flame track called Redemption. It's the tune of the week this week. Also coming up, Marcus Schultz's new one, the Transmission theme. You'll hear that within 5 minutes. But not before I tell you that the official ticket sales for the State of Trance 700 events has started in Australia. That event will be held on the 6th of February 2015 in Melbourne and on the 7th in Sydney. And this weekend, the ticket sales will start for the event in the Yarbers in Utrecht on February 21st. And more festival dates and locations will be announced in later episodes of A State of Trance. Here's Genix Lux on Vandit Records. The theme song for the Transmission event, produced by Marcus Schultz, Seven Sins. Last week I played a classic at the end of the show by Marcus. And that classic is included on his sort of greatest hits collection, Marcus Schultz Collected. The following listeners can expect a copy in their mail soon. Angela Picker from Den Haag in the Netherlands. Peter Tutko from Pesniok in Slovakia. Diogo Cardoso from Amadora in Portugal. Congratulations, the CD is on the way. Stay tuned a few more minutes till I play you the new Horizon Flame. It's the tune of the week this week. It's big. But first, that Drift Moon tune again. Stronghold. Remix of Silhouette, a tune by Dart Rain and Euro Moonlight. This tune was one of the biggest tracks in 2013, according to the State of Trance Top 20. And it's that time of year again. You can let me know right now which five tunes were your favorites in 2014. Which tune will be this year's tune of the year? Simply go to vote.estateoftrance.com and click your five favorite tracks. The list of tracks with the most votes will be broadcasted on December 18th with a very big countdown. Can't wait to see which tune will be crowned as Tune of the Year. So do me a big favor, go now to vote.estateoftrance.com and leave your top five. Oh, this is a massive one. Adam White's Ballerina, originally released in 2005 and remixed by Scott Bond and Charlie Walker.
Yeah.
This track, the new Paul van Dyk with Trisha Matic, Only in a Dream. Just announced the start of the voting for the tune of the year 2014. Go now to vote.estateoftrance.com. Leave your top five. And if you want everybody else to watch, just drop your top five in a tweet. Use the hashtag ASFG686. Still coming up, the future favorite and a new one by Alan Watts. But first, a tune from Pure Trance Volume 3. It's on Brian Kearney's label. James Rigby, Night Owl.
Hey Armin, this is Brian Kearney. Thank you for having me on the show. And this is a brand new exclusive track from the forthcoming Pure Trance Volume 3 compilation. Thank you for the support and see you soon.
the most popular track of last week's episode with 16.4% of the votes. Bobina's new track, Winter, the Simon O'Shine remix. Last week saw the release of a very exclusive collection. All the State of Trance year mixes from 2004 to 2013 bundled into a package with over 20 CDs. I held a little quiz to celebrate the release of this box, so it's time to pick the lucky winners. Congratulations to Nicholas Brooks and Claire Brooks from Sebring in Florida. Paul Louise Nell from Cape Town, South Africa, congratulations. And Jarek Siniak from Glogo in Poland. The State of Trance Year Mix box is on the way, congratulations. Ersan Heraki from Iran is hoping to win the heart of a girl named Tara by wishing her a happy birthday, so good luck, Ersan. And thank you, Frank Toot, Ria Vincent and Sebastian Willemsen, for your kind words about my set at the Amsterdam Music Festival last weekend. Here's Reorder and Standerwick, Skyres.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to hour number two of this week's State of Trance. You just heard Alan Watts, Recharge. Time for a little pre-Christmas giveaway. I have 5 copies here of Pure Trance Volume 3 by Solar Stone. And, as promised, Super 8 and Tap's new album, Unified. Do you want this package? 2 amazing trance albums. Just send me an email, including your address details, to armin@estateoftrance.com and ask me the following question. State of Trance 700 will kick off in Australia. But where will the next location be for this event? Just send me an email, armin@estateoftrance.com. All right, time for a track from Pure Trance Volume 3. A really big one. Orchidea Purity, the Snyder Mix.
Hello, Armin. This is Rich from Solar Stone. Thanks for having me on the show. And I'd like to introduce a brand new exclusive cut from my forthcoming compilation album, Pure Trance Volume 3. Cheers for the play, mate. See you soon.
Trance. this is a warning. If this is too loud, you're too old.
Another great remix by Simon Patterson of Neelix, Colored. You're almost at the end of this edition of A State of Trance. Thank you so much for tuning in. In this episode, I started the voting for the tune of the year. Go now to vote.astateoftrance.com and leave your top five favorite tracks of the year. I have one weekend off to work on new music and to sleep. But next week, you can find me with the Armin Only Intense Show in Ostrava in the Czech Republic. And a day later, in the NOS Event Center in San Bernardino for Escape. I can't wait for that as well. If you want to see what happens on tour, the new road movie of my shows in Sao Paulo and Buenos Aires has just been uploaded. Go to ArminVanBuren.com if you want to know more about it. This week's A State of Trance Radio Classic comes from Schmel and Shoopy. Here is Sun Rising.
Hi Armin, this is Christopher Volk from San Jose, California. I've been listening to a lot of older episodes of A State of Trance, and on episode 117, XXL, you played a song called Sun Rising by Schmuel and Chupi. This song tells a wonderful story. I'd like to nominate this for the A State of Trance Radio Classic.
Taking you back, you're listening to the State of Trance Radio Classic.
been listening to A State of Trance. Thanks for tuning in this week. If you want to listen to this episode again, surf to ArmandRadio.com and please leave your vote for your favorite track of the past 2 hours on AstateOfTrance.com. A State of Trance will return next week.